اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. We are honored that the 12 infallible Imams, from Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, to Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his glad advent, the savior of mankind, who by the grace of Allah lives in occultation and supervises and watches our doing, are all our leaders. We feel honored by our infallible Imams who have authored such exalted and life-giving supplications as the Shahbaniya Arizans, the Arafah prayer of Imam Hussein, the Sahifa Sajjadiya known as the Zabur of the household of Muhammad, and the Sahifa Fatimiya revealed by Allah to Her Holiness Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that Almighty God wishes that when reciting His name and remembering Him, the servant is detached from all that is not of God and be sincere in supplicating to Him. Now, this is one of the important things that we need to consider when we are praying our five-time prayers, when we are taking the name of God, when we are remembering Him, because it is said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ Certainly, or let it be known that in the remembrance of Allah, there is a peace of hearts. Now, this peace of heart comes when we remember Allah, but when we are remembering Him and not being attached to anything else, generally it has been seen that, I'm talking about myself, not the others, that when we stand for the prayer, when we say Allahu Akbar, the takbiratul ihlam, the first takbir, and we start praying, we start remembering a lot of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, His servants, when He recites His name, when He remembers Him, they should be detached from all the other things that are not related to God. So they should just remember about God, the one who has created them. They should remember when they are bowing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they're doing ruku, that the Prophet also has bowed to Him. Imam Ali alayhi salam also has done the ruku in the same way. So how great is Allah? Similarly, when we prostrate, when we do sajda, we need to remember these things.
Ya Rabbana صلي على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صلي على
رسول الله
يا ربنا صلي على
In the daily prayers, it is said that if you want to practice to have attention towards the prayer, try to recall the translation of the verses that you're reciting. And Allah loves those who sincerely remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is important that when we are talking to Allah, when we are remembering, because the closest place or the state to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the state of prayer. So when we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not good to remember other things, to be attached to other things. Maybe sometimes we pray fast so that we can reach to something else which is related to this material world, whereas we ignore the prayer, we ignore and we forget that this prayer is the remembrance of Allah. This prayer is a place where I'm talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we need to be careful, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa